Welcome to another edition of the Extra for Every Publisher podcast. This is David Peralti, and this week we only have a few stories, and I'm going to be a little bit more off the cuff than normal, just because my wife is actually home sick today, so we're going to speed things up a little bit, maybe. The first story I would like to talk about is from Daily Blog Tips, and it's called 10 Tips for Writing Better Posts. And basically, the article gives you, you know, some of the stuff you'd expect from an article with that kind of title. Write headlines that promise value. Begin with a gripping lead. These are all things that a lot of writers struggle with online. And one of the sites that I would recommend to learn more about this kind of stuff would be copyblogger.com. It's a great site for learning how to deal with headlines and learning how to really create an article that starts off on the strongest foot. So definitely check out dailyblogtips.com. They have a great article with their 10 tips for writing better posts. And Brian Clark's copyblogger.com is a must-read blog, according to me. Moving on quickly to the second site, I just wanted to touch upon 45n5.com. Mark recently posted that he wants to start a community network. And basically, he wants to set up a set of blogs in each in their own niche with their own top 100 lists and the whole nine yards and build a community around them. And when I first read his post on his blog, I decided, you know, I really want to be part of this. Mark emailed me back saying, well, you know, I really don't know how much I can teach you. You've been doing this for a couple of years now. You pretty much know how it all works. And my response to him was, yes, you know, I can write. I can build sites, I can make my own top 100 list, but I really don't know how to build a community around my blog. I've tried to do that with many different sites that I've written on, and you know, I'll be honest, it is one of my weaknesses. I know how to send content out, but I don't really know how to communicate with my readers. And that's something that Mark has done very, very well, and something that I think I could definitely learn from him. And so if you have wanted to make your site the best site in a certain niche and you've been semi-unsuccessful in it, Mark's new idea might really help you get to that point. He says he's still a few weeks away from really rolling it out and getting it going, and it's going to be a paid service. You're going to have to pay to get into his network. But he's going to provide, you know, the hosting, the software, and a helping hand, you know, and you know, Mark's really come out of nowhere, in my opinion, and really made a brand for himself and really built a community around his blog, his services with the 45N5 top 100 list, and now his Money Links area are just absolutely amazing. And, you know, without them, I really wouldn't have content for this podcast. So hopefully shortly when he releases this service, I'll be one of the first people to test it out. I'll let you know how it goes. And, well, you'll be able to watch my progress. So definitely check out 45n5.com. He's starting a blog community or a network, and it should be interesting. The next post I want to talk about comes from Dee Barrizzo from Net Business Blog, and it's entitled 22 World-Class Headline Templates. Much like Brian Clark's copy blogger, which I mentioned earlier, it talks about, you know, really working that title. Getting your headline perfect could mean the difference between getting, you know, 100 readers and 1 million readers. And a lot of the times, it's just simple little tweaks, you know, the changing of the words. And this is a must bookmark post, because if you can make most of your posts have a title that fits one of these 22 templates, you're pretty much guaranteed to get more visitors than if you had just slapped one together and hoped it worked well. It has ideas like setting up the secret of, you know, like the secret of profitable online marketing in two words, or the secret of getting noticed in a crowded niche. Little known ways to work less and earn more. Little known ways to conquer procrastination. These are types of headline templates that could really set you apart from a lot of other bloggers. I see so many bad titles out there, and 9 times out of 10, I skip the post if it has a bad title. So spend more time on your titles. It really helps. It really sets you apart from everyone else. And it's not that hard. So check out this list of 22 world-class headline templates, and you'll probably be starting off on the right foot. Moving right along, Deborah wrote a post over on bloggingtips.com called When Do You Throw in the Towel? This is something that I've actually fought with a few different times on a few different sites. I've actually had an unsuccessful blog network. I created a blog network called Digital Life News, and I decided I was going to get into every crazy niche that I could possibly think of that was, you know, digital life oriented. And what ended up happening was I was a one-man show, and I've blogged about this a few times on xfep.com. You know, you can't be a one-man show and run a whole network. You have to have people that you can rely on, depend on, and people that you can work with to really make something, you know, get past the initial phases. I didn't have that with Digital Life News, and so that ended up becoming my business name and my portfolio site rather than the network that I really wanted it to be. And this post on blogging tips talks about, you know, when do you give up? And a reader sent Deborah a message asking, you know, I have a blog that I love, but the problem is no one reads it. It's been 6 months and I only get 30 or 40 visitors a day. When do I throw in the towel? Well, I'm not going to read too much into Deborah's article because I'm going to have the link in the show notes. But if someone messaged me that, my suggestion would be, you know, what are you doing? Pretty much any blog out there can get past the 30 to 40 visitors a day mark. It really just takes some effort. It takes some passion. It takes, you know, there is no niche that is so small that you could only get 30 or 40 visitors a day. There's ways to bump up that number. There's ways to get more people reading your blog. And honestly, my first suggestion would be that this person isn't doing the right things to get those people to come and read whatever he or she is saying. But on the flip side of that, if the person is asking when do they throw in the towel, that usually means that they're ready to. If you're questioning how many visitors you're getting and you're not happy with that and you're not and it doesn't seem like you're trying to change it, then it's time to throw in the towel. Some of the suggestions that Deborah gives on her post is that if you don't enjoy what you're doing anymore, it's time to throw in the towel. If you don't have the time or you're not making the time, well, then give up. And if you're losing money, well, you know, this one is kind of an iffy one. I don't mind losing money on a blog if it's a blog I really enjoy having. I still own warpsection.com. For months on end, I had a writer on there and it was losing me a lot of money. I'm absolutely horrible at monetization, but I'm working on learning that. But I love the niche. I love science fiction. I love, you know, watching all those, you know, Stargate and the rest of that stuff. And so I didn't want to get rid of that blog. There was, you know, I eventually couldn't continue paying for a writer, but there's no way that I would ever close down that blog. I just enjoy the niche too much. And, you know, while it's just sitting there and kind of getting stagnant, it does have page rank, it does have unique visitors, it does have unique content, and so I keep it up. Deborah suggests, you know, there's a few different things that you can do once you've decided that you're not going to blog anymore. You can delete it, you can leave it up but stop updating it, you can give it away, or you can sell it. And if you go to SitePoint and a lot of those other places, you'll see tons of blogs for sale. And it's just people don't have time anymore, or they've decided they want to move on to bigger, better things, or they've decided that their blog is worth more money to them than keeping it up. So if you're looking to buy a blog, you know, SitePoint, there's a bunch of other forums. I'll try to link some of them in the show notes, but it's still a pretty big marketplace out there for good blogs. So if you don't want to do it anymore, someone else might. The second last post that I wanted to touch on is from CourtneyTuttle.com, and it talks about Google's PageRank. There's been a few posts on and off over the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 months now, where people are like, okay, we're getting an update, we're going to have PageRank, finally. And then a few sites shuffle and then nothing else happens. And we all sit there scratching our heads wondering, okay, when are we going to get PageRank? When are we going to have that big update? Some people have said that, you know, they're never going to do a whole update. Some people are saying, well, it's coming, just hold your horses. And some people are sure that it already came and went and, you know, a bunch of sites didn't get shuffled or get a new page rank or have a page rank change. On this post on CourtneyTuttle.com, basically the idea of the post is options for Google to legitimize page rank. Courtney thinks that PageRank is pretty much a joke these days because it really doesn't get updated very often. So one, he would like to see it be updated in real time, even just once a month rather than every 3 to 5 months, he says would be really beneficial. I think the downside of this, though, is you're going to get a lot more, you know, spammers and black hat SEOs and the whole nine yards, because if you can get that page rank in 1 month instead of really having to push through to that 3 to 5 month mark, you know, that kind of weeds a lot of people out, I think. And increasing the rate that PageRank is updated, I think, is going to bring a lot of those people back working, you know, on all these different sites for 1 month and trying to sell them on SitePoint. And because so many different tools use PageRank as a valuation system, I think updating the PageRank more often is actually going to be a bad idea. Despite the fact that I would love to get some page rank on xfep.com and a few other sites. But, you know, you have to be patient. You have to work hard. You have to build links. Page rank should not be your only goal. I can understand why Courtney wanted to write this post. You know, page rank has become like a running joke lately on a lot of different forums. But, you know, I don't think they should update it more in real time. His second suggestion was to throw it out altogether. Get rid of PageRank. I don't know if this would really be beneficial either. Basically, what's going to happen is some other system's going to come into play and become the main source of valuing websites. I think I'd rather trust Google to do that than someone else, say Alexa or Technorati or any of those other sources. So I think Google should keep up their PageRank system. I think it should be quarterly updates, pretty much on the dot timed. I think, you know, Google really just needs to work out a system where they can continue to penalize people that are trying to game the system and continue to reward those that are pushing out great, unique content. I stress the word unique because I've noticed there are a lot more blogs scraping content, even off of my new blog, xfep.com. I can't believe that there's already 3 different websites scraping, you know, a fair bit of content off of my blog. So, you know, all I can do is cross my fingers that they don't get PageRank, and if they do, I can hopefully report them to Google and get them delisted or something or other, because, you know, that's the downside of PageRank. The last post that I want to talk about is about BlogRush. I tried BlogRush, but otherwise I've kind of been trying to avoid it. We had a short guest post on xfep.com about BlogRush. A friend of mine wrote it, and I was sicker than a dog, so I really appreciated the post. But I've avoided posting about BlogRush for a very simple reason. I think that it's another stupid traffic building tool for the big name bloggers. People like John Chow and a bunch of the other early adopters that get tens of thousands of page views a day, they're going to have so many credits that they'll never be able to spend them for the entirety of the system's life. So I think that this system is doomed to failure. And I totally agree with my affiliate journey that it's a waste of time. It's a waste of space on your blog. And people could really do better creating smaller like systems rather than using the ridiculous system that BlogRush has created. You know, get together with a few other blogs in your niche, get a PHP programmer who, you know, even an intermediate PHP programmer overnight could program something that would, you know, give you a credit system and the whole nine yards. And at least then, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, their ridiculous crediting system, their ridiculous pyramid scheme, and their ridiculous categorizing. So move away from BlogRush. It's taking up space on your blog, and you're never going to get the click-through rate that you want to get. You know, I keep seeing like less than 1% click-through for people on their impressions, and that's no good, you know. So move on from BlogRush, create your own systems, work together with other bloggers in your niche, get to know them. You know, this BlogRush system, another downside of it, is that you're not getting to know the other blogs in your niche, when that could really, really help you out way more than BlogRush ever could. You know, if you talk to John Chow personally, and you can get him to mention you even in just his like link roundups, you're going to get way more traffic, way better click-through than you'll ever get through BlogRush. So, you know, make some contacts, network with people, you know, don't just aimlessly throw up your content on all these different services, because it's not worth it. And that's my rant for the day. Hopefully you've stuck through to the end, and I just wanted to mention that the World Pro Blogger list is continuing to grow. I think we're a little bit over 30 people on the list now. My ultimate goal for the World Pro Blogger list would be to see 1,000 names listed on the World Pro Blogger list. Someone mentioned something to me that I actually didn't consider when I created the list, but the Million Dollar Wiki, because it's being promoted by the people that own the site, you know, eventually these pages might get a fair bit of page rank, which means that the World Pro Blogger list will also get a decent page rank. And because every person is going to have a link, every person that gets added to the list is going to have a link on the World Pro Blogger list, they're going to have maybe a PR4 or a PageRank 4 or PageRank 5 link from the Million Dollar Wiki absolutely for free. So get me your name, your location, and your primary blog address. Tell me that you make more than $100 a month. I'll do a quick little check. If it looks good and you're not spammy, I'll add you to the list. It's as simple as that. So check out my post on xfep.com. That's extra for every publisher.com. And we'll get that list growing. I really want to see it get to 1,000. So let me know. Until next time, this is David Peralti, and keep blogging.